I started a podcast halfway through my master's program because I thought it'd be fun. It was, for about 2 weeks. Then I realized I was spending 6 hours a week just on audio editing and script prep, on top of weekly essays and a stats course that ate up every free evening. By the end of month one, I was seriously considering dropping either the show or the degree. Neither happened. What actually transpired was a long, sometimes painful journey of discovering the right free tools and tossing those that proved tedious and not useful. Over the first semester, I tested at least 30 different applications. Most of the UI icons were horrible, or the apps had hidden paywalls, or the features sounded wonderful in a blog post but would crash the second you utilized them. The seven that have lived to tell the tale. These are the ones I still use myself, and all I ever recommend to every student creator who asks me how I do both. 1. Audacity, the ugly workhorse. I'll be honest, Audacity looks like it was coded in 2005. Which, it was. The user interface has that sort of gray toolbar feeling, and first time you run it, you might think you downloaded the wrong program. And that's why it's still here, it works. It's free, free as in open source, free as in runs on Mac, Windows, and Linux, and it will multi-track edit without crashing. I've cut and recorded more than 40 shows with it. Once you memorize about 10 keyboard shortcuts and get a nice noise reduction plugin, and you're ready to go from raw recording to export-ready MP3 in less than 20 minutes. Less tempting are paid options, such as Adobe Audition or Logic Pro, which just look a little more visually appealing. However, when you are a student and have a zero operating budget, pretty won't really go far. 2. Text-to-human plagiarism checker, actually free, actually useful. This one uncovered a problem I didn't realize I had, until it came very close to biting me. I was authoring a very research-intensive